Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
How many doors did you pass through before sitting where you are today? Can you count? Just count. Did you discover that if any of those doors were locked, you will not be seated where you are today? Did you discover that? Okay. Did you discover that when you were coming, there were some doors you saw open or locked? You did not bother about it. You avoided them. Did you notice that? Did you avoid some doors today? For you to get where you need to be in destiny, there are some doors that must be open that you must pass through. If they are locked, you won't get where you are. For you to get to destiny, there are some doors that you must avoid. That is not your business. There are some doors that are locked that you must not look at all. The problem with many people is that the door that does not concern them, they want to know what is happening there. So they have left their own doors. They are facing the one we know concern them. May you not be at the wrong door. Maybe I should pray it like this. May our neighbor not distract you from the main door and take you to the door that does not concern you. The problems in your life are too much. Why are you bothered about that present problem? If we want to write the story of your life, we'll write 1,000 pages. You are busy broadcasting another person's life. What is your problem? When you don't know the doors to avoid, when you can't differentiate the doors to pass through, you will not get to destiny on time. Do you know that if doors are open, like they were, all the doors you needed to be here are open. Do you know that if they are open, it looks as if you are king. You will be there on time. Let me tell you this. Everybody go to church the time they want to get here. The people that want to get here by 9, they know it's service 9. They got here 9. The ones that knew service was 9, that wanted to get here 9:30, they came here at that time. When doors are open, you get where you want to be at the time you want to be. Sometimes it is not delay, it's a choice. It's a choice. The time you came to church today, go to your office that way. We will advise your boss to sack you. But God is a gentle God. Your mate, you come in at any time. The doors are always open. I want us to pray about doors. But to be able to pray about doors, we need to know the ones to avoid. And do you know what? There are many doors here. If they lock this, I'm not sure I'll bother. I will not be banging. Just look for another one. Some of you, your stubbornness and agility, there are 6 doors. 1 is locked. 5 is open. You say, we die there. We will bury you when you die. Know the doors to avoid. Know the doors to go through. Do we understand what we are talking about today? Some are going through other doors because everybody is going through it. They have forgotten that the race is different, the destination is different, and destiny is different. So you want to go through Bravitali's door. And unfortunately, they are competing with the owner of the door at his door. And they have left their own door there. Why? Envy. Many people are praying When you see people shaking in church praying, it might not be because that is the main door. It is because they want to hijack another person's door. And when they get that door, they don't know what to do with it. Envy no go kill you. Say amen. Oh. Envy no go waste your time. Oh. Say amen. Oh. When I say amen, oh, you add the old to it. Revelation 3:7-8. Revelation 3:7-8. To the angel of a church in Philadelphia, write. These are the things, says he who is holy. Ah. He who is true. Ah, I love that. Before he said it, he declared his name. He said, I am holy. I am true. When God tells you, I'm true, go and rest. It must surely come to pass. Do you understand that? I am holy, I am true. He is differentiating himself from your mother and your father. From your helper and your boss. From the one that disappointed you. They are not holy. They are not true. Many people have promised you in the past, and God is promising you something so that your mind will not go and think everybody that promises, they all fail. He told you something. He said, I am holy. I can't deceive you. I am true. I must do it. Please, do you understand what I'm saying? Read the Bible as a little child and understand it well. He who has the keys of David. Let's read together from there. He who has the keys of David. He who opens and no one shut. And shut. Look at that introduction. He came first and told you, I am holy. I am true. I have the keys of David. When I use the key, whatever I open, no man can shut. Whatever I shut, no man can open. Do you understand that? Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. I know your works. Ah. Eh? Let's read the next part. Let's do as if we did not see. I know your works. Let's just pretend we did not see. Should we pretend we did not see? Because if we look at our works now, we will not be able to pray some prayers. In fact, let's just go home. Even the works that is in the heart of some people now. Their heart now. Their heart. In fact, some are already insulting me as I'm talking. In their heart, their works. I'm just joking with you. I know your works. That's why I said I'm joking. Let's go. See, I have set before you an open door and no one can shut it. Uh-huh. For you have little strength, but you have kept my word and have not denied. No, look at this. Instead of I saying I am holy, I am true. If I shut, no one can lock. If I walk, you understand now? As long as you understand what I'm saying. So that means, if he says, see, I have set before you an open door. What does that mean? It means an open door. I want us to pray for understanding. That's why I'm spending time here. I am true. I am holy. What I open, no one can shut. What I shut, no one can open. After you have understood that, I am now telling you, me, the true, the holy, the one with the key, I have set before you an open door. Do you understand that? That means, even your thinking, even if I see this door and it looks locked, it is not locked. I have set before you. It only looks locked. When he told me, I have set before you an open door, even when it looks locked, I go and I open it. The door might look locked, but I have set before you an open door. Are we in church? Hear the word of the Lord for you. The doors of the past, of the future, of your desires, according to the word of the Lord in the month of July for us, all those doors are open. In the name of Jesus. And do you know what? I am not praying. I'm telling you what has happened. True, holy, has the keys of David, and he has opened the doors, and no one can shut. Can we lift our right hand up and say, Lord, we thank you for every door that you have opened for us. Can you thank him? Thank him, thank him. Lord, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you for every door you have opened for us. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Therefore, it is not every door that looks locked that is locked. Are we here? Can we pray? Say, every door that looks locked, that is distracting me, say, let the doors be open. Say, I open the door and I pass through them. I open the door and I pass through them. I open the door and I pass through them. I open the door and I pass through them. I open the door and I pass through them. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Therefore, listen to me attentively. If you attempted something in the past and it was not possible, it is because this word has not come. Now that this word has come to our church, and he said, I have set before you an open door. Now, you need to go and reapply for that thing. You need to go and try it again. I was sharing with them in first service, most of the time, we know some doors in some buildings that are always locked. For some of us, 6 months after that door has been opened, and people have been using that door, in your imagination, the door is still locked, and you never pass through it. Are you seeing, George? You need to go and check. He has opened the door. That desire of your heart, that you have prayed about over and over again, hear the word of the Lord. The doors are open for you. 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 In the name of Jesus. Can I say the doors are open? Remember where I started from. Know your door. Know the doors to avoid. Know the door that is yours. 1 Corinthians 16:9. We've always read it, prayed about it many times. New King James, first. Can we all read together? For a great and effective door has opened. Tell somebody, give the person it is. Let me hear you. Give another person the cheese. Give another person the cheese. Give your pastor the cheese. Therefore, by the power of the Lord, begin to walk through those open doors. Begin to walk through those 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 doors. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. In my short years on life, I've seen people dying before their doors. Before they crossed it, they died. But for you, receive the grace and the power to move through that open door. Can you say, I am passing through the open door? I am moving through the open door. Say, by the power of the blood of Jesus, I pass you, I pass you. I move through, I pass you. I move through. I pass you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Now, what kind of door did he open? Look at the screen again. What kind of door? For a great What door? What kind of door is it? I am tired of people passing through doors. They walk and walk and walk and nothing happens. They expend all the energy because it was a wrong door. There's a way that seems right unto man, but the end is destruction. It's a door to be avoided. But the door that God opens is great and what? And effective. Remember the blessing of the Lord? Make ye rich. The blessing of the Lord is effective and it has no sorrow. That door is great. That door is effective. Tell somebody, say the door is great. The door is effective. Say, can you see it? I come here today. Every blindness you open doors. Let the Lord open your eyes. Let the Lord open your eyes. Let the Lord open your eyes. In the name of Jesus. Look at the four doors in the church. Look around. This one. This another one. This another one. There's one at the back. Look at it. Look at it. Which one will you at the first instant say is open? Do you know that when we hold service, we don't lock doors because of emergency purposes? Do you know that? Anybody that is new in the church can look at these doors and think they are locked. I need you to know that all the doors in this church are open, including the one that look as if they are shut. It only needs a little bit of an effort from you to open it. A man that does not want to apply effort cannot open the doors. Go and reapply. Go and reapply. Go and reapply. That same place. In another way, go and do it again. That door that was locked in the past, it has been opened. And now it is an effectual and it is a great door. And are we here? Me, I've heard testimonies. So I keep hearing testimonies. Especially of things that look impossible in the past that God has made possible in the present. At that door or time, the door was not open. But now, the doors are open. Tell the person, now the doors are open. But see, know this. Great and effective door has great and effective adversary. The greater the door, the greater the adversary. A man that is not ready to fight cannot pass through the door. Listen to me. The devil knows that the door that God opens, nobody can shut. So he doesn't attempt to shut it. He just put armed guards before the door. You know, Mopo does not need to lock it. He can open the gate wide. And 20 of them are carrying guns. Even though the gate is open, when you are passing, you will think the gate is locked. I hope you know. And if you have crazy ones that when they wake up, every 1 hour, bah, 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 it is not that you will not see the door. It is that you will not see the road leading to that house. But it does not mean that the doors have not been opened. That we have a greater power, weapon, and ammunition. We can storm the adversary. Because the door that God opened is our right. We cannot be scared away by the enemy. Help me tell somebody, stop the enemy from scaring you. Tell another person, say, stop the enemy from scaring you. Lift your right hand up. Say, every adversary of my open door, say, perish. I didn't hear you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, perish, let me hear you. I didn't hear that. Say, every adversary of my open door, say, I bind you. Perish, perish, perish. Open your mouth and pray, perish, perish. Every adversary of my open door, perish. Perish, perish, perish. Every adversary of my open door, perish, 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 perish. In Jesus' mighty name, we we are praying. That great door is a door opportunity. So any door you have seen open, but it looks as if everything is difficult to go through it, hear the word of the Lord. From this altar, let the arrow of the Lord destroy every adversary in front of that door. In the name of Jesus. If you will give me permission, we will destroy them. Are you sure? If your adversary is your brother uncle, if it's your mother uncle, if it's your father uncle, if it's your friend uncle, every adversary at the open door, let them perish by thunder. Let them perish by thunder. Let them perish by thunder. You shall see them no more. You shall see them no more. You shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. We pray a very powerful prayer. But have your seat as we pray. Anyone that have eaten my food, drank my water, spent my money, there is my adversary. Perish. Are you ready? You are sure? To anyone that has eaten my food, drank my water, spent my money, stayed in my house, that have arisen against me, let them perish. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Stand up on your feet. Let's pray this prayer again. Stand up on your feet. Look at somebody. Some are fearful. We are tired of praying for you. We want to put an end to it. Look at, pick a partner. Look at the person. Eyeball to eyeball. See, you know I don't like sideway prayer. Side. You are praying for somebody, you are doing like this. Look at the person. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Say, I come by the sword of the Lord. And I decree unto you. Say, any person that has eaten your food, drank your water, stayed in your house, spend your money, that is an adversary, let them fall down and perish. Pray for that person. Let them fall down. Let them perish. Perish, 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 perish. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Thank you for good praying. Isaiah 45, verse 8. Let's be handling different doors now. Isaiah 45, verse 8. Rain down. Give me ESV for this. Shower, O heavens, from above. And let the clouds rain down righteousness. Read with me. Let the earth open, that salvation and righteousness may bear fruit. Let the earth cause them both to sprout. I, the Lord, we decree, wherever the resources of the earth are, let them open for you. You are saying amen like an European. Every resources that has been buried, that belongs to you, let the earth open up and release them unto you. Let the earth open up and release them unto you. Let the earth open up and release them unto you. In the name of Jesus. Say after me. Say, wherever my resources have been buried, say, let them be released unto me now. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray for yourself? Let them be released. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Business is not door, not lie. It's a lie. If you see the kind of structures people are building, business is not door. It is that the earth has not opened for you. It is not door, Lou. It is not door. I can boldly tell you, people are making money now than 7 years ago. It is that doors have not opened for you. Are you here? Did you come to Abuja to watch people? See bridge, watch cars? Your prayers will determine that. Lift your right hand up. Say, oh, purpose! Release my resources! In the name of Jesus! Say, oh, purpose! Open, open, open! Release my resources! Earth, earth! Open, 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 open! Open, 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 open! In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Why are you praying that? Not be you, we pass in front of your house, that we saw you screaming at your neighbor, fighting your neighbor, that people at the third house were hearing. You are in church now, you are praying as if you are chanting incantation. Say the words, let's hear you. When you come to church, you become a gentleman. When you are outside, you are harassing everybody. Garekwa, not true. Lift your two hands up. I pray for you. Wherever your resources are hidden, let them be delivered into your head. Let them be delivered into your head. In the name of Jesus. Stretch your hand and say, the storehouses of your place of work, let them be open unto you. 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 In the name of Jesus. See, you think there are no customers in Abuja after this prayer. You will not be able to fulfill all the supplies. When a place has not opened, you know, when the door is shut, there will be frustration. You will do everything. The keys that open door are very small, no matter the size. And Jesus is the one that has the keys of David. Every door that will lead to destiny fulfillment that has been shut against you, we come by the keys of David. We open those doors for you now. Let the doors open for you now. Let the doors open for you now. Let the doors open for you now. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. 2 Corinthians 2:12. Let's just take one. 2 Corinthians 2:12. When I came to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ, even though a door was open for me in the Lord. Give me New King James. You see, this door that was open, the guy did nothing. He only went to Troas and met the door open. Your locations, if you are on the wrong location, the doors will be locked. That's why you don't compete in other places' door, other people's door. You don't have their keys. Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was open to me, he did not pray for the door. He did not ask for it. He only received instruction to go to Troas. When he got there, the door was open. That place of work you want to work might not be the place of open door for you. You know what? I've met many people that what is feeding them, lifting them up. When that opportunity first came, they fought the opportunity. Say, I cannot do that. Today, they don't want to stop doing it. There's a place where God has already opened the door. There's a place. For Paul, it was through us. The door was open. It was a God-opened door. It was a God-opened door. Some people's certificate have shut that door. How can I, Master of Philosophy? How can I, Harvard trained, is now Harvard hungry? How can I? The doors are open for you. I've met many people who are supposed to be doing business, but all what they want to do is to be carrying files for people. And whenever they go to carry files, something happens and they are sent away from there. want to clarify 35,000 naira, do business 35,000 naira per hour, clarify 35,000 naira per month. They want to clarify for a month. Why? I should not be abusing people in church, but it's because they are filling the gap. I pray for everybody here. Every door that God has opened, may your eyes be open to see them. In the name of Jesus. That door might not look fine, but behind it, sir, where Nigerians that store cash, where they keep it, you will never know cash can be there. They look haggard. The door looks somehow. A thief will not break it. The poor people, if you see the way they design their door, thieves are always coming, because this kind of fine door, there will be something behind it. And there is nothing there. That same mentality you have brought with looking at opportunities, it does not look fine. Will not wear tie there. I pray for everybody here. Stretch forth your hand. Our time is fasting. Let me pray for you. Stretch forth your hand. I pray for you. Whatever is blocking your vision, preventing you to see your open doors, let that thing catch fire. From today, begin to see your open doors. 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 In the name of Jesus. I will not leave here without praying the prayer my sister prayed. The door of favor. Exodus 3:21. We are going to lift our hands up and ask that the door of favor will open for us. Can we reach together on the screen? I will give. Is it the last one? I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall be when you go. You are going to replace the Egyptians. So if you are going for visa, I will give you favor in the sight of the American visa officials. That when you leave the embassy, you will not leave the embassy empty-handed. Hello, do you understand? No Egyptian, no. Is it Nasala for people who watch football? But that one, no day again. Are we here? I will give you favor in the sight of GM procurement. And when you go, you shall not go empty-handed. You are going with a contract letter. Do we understand that? You are going to fill in the gap. You are going to fill in the gap. You are going to fill in the gap. You are going to fill that. Lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up. Let's read this first. Read this first. Let me hear you. And I will give these people in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall be when you go that you shall not go. Are you going to fill in the gap? Lift your two hands up. Oh, yeah, fill in the gap. And the Lord shall give you favor. In the sight of who? Fill in the gap. You can mention the name of a person. And when I go, is there anybody that is holding on to what you desire and has refused to release it? Today, let favor settle that matter. 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 Favor. Favor. Genesis 39:21. Doors of favor. Doors of favor. Doors of favor. Doors of favor. Can we all read together? One to go. The Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper
So somebody is a prisoner. They now gave him the keys of a prison. If Joseph were to be a Nigerian, prison break, and he will come to church and share testimony and say, "Oh Lord, don't mess up the place of your people." If he had run away, he won't become prime minister. Some people have run away, they are slaves now. Do you know why most of us are suffering in Nigeria? Because somebody has gone ahead of us and he has spoiled every place. Rarely will you see anybody that wants to help a young man, a young person in Nigeria. One young person has come, he has destroyed everything. So when they see young people, instead of helping, they are screaming at them. Torosuke, Gen Z, millennial people. They are not serious. Have you not heard that all around the place? They have a proof. Not because of you, but because of somebody that have gone ahead. Some of them are listening to me now. They have destroyed the place. Nobody can enter. But whatever has happened in the past before you got there, let favor begin to speak for you. In the name of Jesus. But three things. The Lord was with Joseph. One. Number two, he showed him mercy. Number three, he gave him favor. Are you here? Lift your two hands up. Let's close with that prayer. Say, "Oh Lord, be with me wherever I go to. Have mercy on me and show me favor in the sight of everyone." Can we pray? Say, "Oh Lord, be with me wherever I go. Be with me wherever I go. Show me mercy and give me favor. With man, 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 give me favor. With man." In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I would have loved to lay hands on everybody here. They have been ministering consistently from Wednesday till now. I don't have the strength to lay hands on people. What we are going to do, because of our time, is that you will come, touch this altar, and go back to where you are. Before you come, you have asked favor in a particular place, particular instance, or with a particular person. Are we here? Did you hear what I just said? Hello, did you hear me? As we do that, I hear the Lord say, "There shall be new things and new experiences." In the name of Jesus. For some of you, your faith does not carry coming to touch your altar. You want to just stay where you are. Stay. Do according to your faith. You understand that? Can you pray? Ask for, say to that matter, "Come touch your altar and go back." Just touch. Don't pray there. Just touch. Go back. We use this as a point of contact for grace and favor for you in the name of Jesus. Ramanda libo shitala ma garia balaba zite rimbo kuria bala ege dege nimo kuria malaba zida ria malaba zida ejibele bo kuria balaba zida garia lama zida ege dile bo kuria balaba zida garia randa dede bo kuria balaba zida ga radala ba. You can come to this side. You can come to this side also. Maria Gada, because of our time. Mali Bokuria Bada. Ejebere de Bokuria Ba. Razanta Garia Gade de Bo. Chukuidima. Hidima. Hidima. Chimaro Bibo. Narekele. Did he?
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dutse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dutse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.